Ironically, my brother married his daughter.
Yeah, it was your brother and his wife. His brother married Onias's daughter, and so they went with them. Later they left. They kind of smelled the coffee later and left him.
Yes, Your Highness.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
I also met Onias. He came to my door one day.
Really?
Uh-huh. And on it, he had an envelope, an old envelope. And on it, he said, "I had a revelation that you should be my wife."
Really?
Yeah, you did not know that?
He was looking for an extra wife. Nobody wanted to marry him.
No, and so he showed me, I think I still have it.
Really?
He wrote it down there, and it said, "Thus saith the Lord." So that means it's real, real. That he had a revelation that I should marry him. And he was an old man, probably my age now, old lady. And so I said, at the time I was engaged to Gary, who I married and fathered my children. I said, "Well, I've kind of already met somebody I was going to marry." He says, "No, he is not the one for you. I am the one for you." Well, and I just said, no. And he was at my door, and I didn't let him in. He just kind of gave me the revelation.
Really?
I said, "I've already met the man that I'm going to marry, and I'm sorry, but no." And that was the last time I saw him.
You turned the prophet down.
I did.
Well, you can see how it's all self-serving ego, and that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think some of his first revelations were inspired. Matter of fact, his very first revelation in his book warned him. He says, "Seek not for position as do the wicked," is what it warned him about. And when he joined with us, we made it clear that we were not following any particular prophet, and any revelation he got, we would run by our own souls to see what we thought of it. But then he started wanting to be the prophet for the group, you know, and that's where we kind of, Curtis and I and others, began to draw the line.
Well, we went on a trip to Texas, and Wayne and I. And Wayne saw right through him. But there was this lady on the side of the road, and we drove by, and Bob Crossfield says, "Oh, this just in. I'm sensing intuitively that this woman is in need. She's crying and she's in pain, and we need to go back and help her." So he made Wayne get off at the next exit and circle back around and go up to her, and she's just happy as a lark. "Oh, I'm just out picking up pop bottles." And there was nothing wrong with her, and she was happy, and so Wayne, that was kind of it with Wayne and Bob.
Yeah, the first time we had a problem with him was when he got a bunch of revelations for us on just small stuff. Like
he told my wife to make bread.
Curtis's wife was supposed to make bread for the group. We thought, that's not the type of thing God is concerned about.
But she was a good bread maker.
Yeah, he had a kind of interesting, after we broke up with him, he couldn't excommunicate us because Curtis and I had organized the group. And so but he did leave, and then his daughter ran off with all the mailing lists. They had all that money and trouble we went into compiling them went with them. And they sent a letter to everybody telling us how Curtis and I were misusing funds and we had fallen from grace and blah, blah, blah. So that pretty much broke the group
Opal,
up.
Was it?
What's that?
Opal?
Yeah.
Was it Opal?
Yeah.
She made off with the list.
Her and Bill made off with the list.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
What'd they ever do with them?
Never heard of that.
Plus they sent this letter to everybody on the list telling us how me and Curtis had fallen from absconding with money, and almost all the money spent was our own money, not anybody else's. So I don't know how we could misuse our own money.
Well, we had one convert. Remember McKissick's?
Yeah.
Well, they read the Revelations of Ananias, and they got a witness about his writings, and he cashed in a bunch of gold and helped us move to Boise. So maybe that's what they were talking about.
Yeah, then he got
and they wanted it back.
Cold feet and wanted all his money back.
I'm sorry, we spent it all. Sorry, got a new car, got a condo in the hills.
We spent some of his money to get Curtis moved up to Boise, and then he wanted it back, and we gave him back what we had left.
We relaxed that tension.
About 90% of it.
So JJ, where did you end up then with regard to the polygamy, and did you think that Joseph was a polygamist or was not, or what do you think now?
I don't think he was nearly the polygamist that he was made out to be. I think he dabbled in. Maybe had one or two wives that he actually did have sex with. I think it was mostly from the 12 is where polygamy originated. And I think he was going to make it clear that polygamy was not a doctrine in the church. And that's why the inner circle had him killed is my idea.
Yeah, it fits in well with that video.
But I think polygamy was a big mistake.
Wasn't he more or less just sealing people to him? Men, women, families?
Yeah, he sealed not only women, but men to him.
Right.
You know, as well. So a lot of it was completely non-sexual. Now, I think he did have an actual relationship with Eleazar Snow. And I think he did impregnate her. Emma caught him kissing her at the top of the stairs. She became enraged, and she pushed her down the stairs, and the baby was aborted because of that fall. And that was one baby that Joseph, I believe, would have actually been the father of. But
meaning there are no other children?
No, they've done a lot of DNA research about Joseph Smith. Have been a lot of people claim to have kids descended from Joseph Smith, and the DNA evidence shows in every case they're not descended from him. So they haven't been able to find one child that's descended from Joseph Smith. Can be proven by DNA. And so that's pretty mysterious in the fact that women that were supposed to be his wives later married, like Brigham Young and other apostles, and they had a bunch of kids. So they were all quite fertile. And Joseph Smith was fertile. He had, I think, 8 children with his wife Emma, so he was fertile. But they can't find any evidence that he fathered any children, yet he supposedly had about 50 wives. Now, how can he have 50 wives and not have one kid from any of those wives, you know?
Well, I know my great-great-great-aunt was sealed to Prophet Joseph Smith, but it's also in history that they never lived together, so I don't know what all was going on, but...
Yeah.
I have a theory about that, actually. I think that Joseph Smith got the revelation of the molecular relationship.
Here, let's get me the mic here.
I'm not speaking loud enough for them to pick up.
No.
I promise I am.
No, you were speaking loud, but this was too far away.
On the mic scan, I can meet him. Okay, so this is my theory. Joseph Smith received the revelation of the molecular relationship. Right, but not understanding cells and not having an understanding of the things that molecular relationship, molecular, that he took it to with the grain of salt of his own culture. So he was thinking then that the power of a man needs to be matched by the power of a woman. So taking them as a wife didn't mean having sex with them. It meant balancing out the power. So he feels powerful. He needs women that feel powerful. Needs more than one woman to be able to match his power. I think the molecular relationship revelation came to him, but didn't understand it fully.
Yeah. Well, plus, back in his day, they didn't understand molecules and atoms, and so he couldn't really see the correspondence the way we can see it today.
So, what if, say, they did a lot of sealings then, knowing that they were not capable of finishing the project back then. And so then they sealed together whoever wanted to seal together so that they would reincarnate in a later life together, which would be now.
Yeah.
So we sealed ourselves together because he was sealed to men and women, not just women.
Right.
And so that knowing that we could not complete the project back then, that we knew we had to come back at a later date. So at that period of time, we had the spirit, we had the sealing power, we had the things, and that was the whole thing about polygamy. It wasn't one man and many wives, but it was many men and many wives sealed together, knowing that we needed to come back at a different life to complete the mission.
Yeah, and the sealing power is really the power of love. And if you have love present in a relationship and it's approved by the Holy Spirit, then you are basically going to see that person again. And I'm sure many people in this room have past lives together.
I'm sealed to Annie.
What'd you say?
I'm sealed to Annie.
Yeah, how about, does anybody here feel, outside of Lorraine and Annie here, feel like they've been connected in past lives? Yeah, Rulina?
No, I felt that. I don't remember if it was my first or second gathering, but I felt it really strong. It was this, oh, we're together again.
Yeah.
With who?
With the people that were at the gathering.
Oh, yeah. And generally speaking, the people at the gathering, yeah, there's something there. We've been together.
Yeah, we've been together again. That was the feeling that I had.
Yeah. Yeah, I think quite a number of people here have had past lives together. So anyway, after I got that revelation, wrote it down, part of it was telling me that the way it worked was Jesus at the baptism had the descent of, it said, the Son of God rested upon him, or the Holy Spirit rested upon him like a dove, and it says in the scriptures, it entered into him. And John the Baptist, when he was praying about this, he says, how will I recognize the Christ? He says, it will be he upon whom the Spirit will descend and remain. And this is the Son of God. Now, what was the Son of God was the actual Spirit that descended upon Jesus. We're all sons of God in our innermost being. But there was one person in particular that represented the Christ for the whole planet. This was the being that descended upon Christ at his baptism, and he is completely molecular. He's connected with molecular groups in the unseen world. And when this entity descended upon Christ, or Jesus, it made the connection between heaven and earth. And this connection must be made. Okay, this is a connection that can create the molecule.